A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. My parents had great devotion to the Sacred Heart, and in my room was a heart of Jesus on a gold embossed ornament from my grandmother's casket. So the love of God was emblazoned on our memories. There was a retreat I gave, our place in God's heart, allowing God to enfold us in love. And as I was preparing for today, I was with Sister Eve in our infirmary, and I asked her what she thought the gospel was about. She said one word, remain. As we discussed what remain meant, she said listening, being there, being open. In New York and in many parts of the country where we move from activity to activity, meeting to meeting, on the go, remaining must be a serious commitment. And there are those who cannot remain in their homes, in their countries, in their marriages and communities. There are those who have lost everything and those who run from pain rather than remain and face it, some because they cannot, others because of their fears. This gospel challenges us to remain in love, to remain in the love of God who enfolds us. It's not a romantic kind of love. To remain in what St. Catherine calls the maddening love of God who in Christ was willing to suffer for others, we too must be willing to suffer the pains of others and our own growth. To remain in love is demanding as dirty diapers, paperwork, commuting to work, finding fresh water to drink, encouraging children with special needs, dealing with sickness and death in our families, and reaching out to those who hunger for the bread of the earth and the bread of affection. There is a famine in this world. It is one of knowing God is trustworthy enough through us to remain in love, and that we welcome others that all may have joy. Is your life part of the feast of love or famine? How will you consciously remain in love today?